Another week has gone by, and I have failed once again to outline a podcast. My plan was, and I had a list of about five topics regarding the actual situation of conflict or frustration or heartbreak or whatever you wanted to call it that we find ourselves in with regard to Tradiciones Custodes, but once again I failed. But I wanted to share a little something that perhaps is not without a measure, at least, if not a significant measure of importance or relevance to understanding the suffering, the anxiety, the sadness, or whatever that you'll encounter, especially among people who are, let's say, attached to the traditional Latin Mass, and in some way or another were taken completely off guard when not overcome by a sense of betrayal by the publication of the Motu Proprio. What do I mean by that? Well, I think I've mentioned before my experience. I mean, I'm convinced that the traditional Latin Mass movement is a lay movement within the church, that the priests, especially the diocesan priests, have a relatively less important role with regard to fostering or promoting the whole thing than do the laity themselves. The priests are at the service, let us say, of the laity in their search for true worship, in their search in some way or another to give the Lord praise and to find their refuge, to hide in Him. The reason this came up again is I had the opportunity of substituting and celebrating here the one and only little Mass which takes place in our diocese of Sioux Falls this afternoon. And before, and then again, especially afterward, to have exchanges with those good people who were there, with their children, with them, and particularly with the adults. And I come to the same conclusion as I always did in Switzerland in terms of my positive experience of these good people. They're people who love the Catholic Church. They're people who love the Pope. They're people who really and truly want to do their very best in conscience to live uprightly before God and men, so to speak, if you want to put it in terms of the old-fashioned phrase. And that's what, I suppose, for many of them makes it so hard. I've had people tell me this as advice, and I've shared it with others. If you're angered or frustrated by the kinds of stuff that you encounter, whether it be in terms of the traditional Latin Mass or in terms of politics, even, let's say, in the United States, Democrat versus Republican or oligarchy versus populace and so on and so forth, the best thing that you can possibly do is to stop listening to news, or at least to the stuff that you run into online or on the internet. Even my good old friend George Weigel has given that advice more than once, that the remedy for so much of the suffering or anxiousness or anxiety that we experience in this world is simply to switch off, to turn away from these kinds of things. And as cowardly or resigned as that might sound, it's not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea because the level of toxicity is such that it's hard to really sort out what is true, what is good, or what is beautiful from the things that are there. We've seen it this week in particular with certain people who have kind of unilaterally tried to command the discourse or the narrative with regard to others, where, well, in one case, I was very much privy to what was actually going on and knew that these people were trying to sell something that was far removed from the truth. Anyway, again, yes, I think that in some ways, one of the reasons why it's so difficult to reconcile East and West, so to speak, within the church in terms of Novus Ordo and Vetus Ordo is because of the conflicting worldviews. But beyond that, I cannot help but believe that there's a hardness of heart on the part of the people who dominate or who manage the Novus Ordo discourse. There's an unwillingness to look the traditional Latin Mass people in the eye, to recognize them for who they are. And to my mind, who they are is just good people, is loving fathers and mothers who want the very best for their children, is very devout young people who seek to be right with God and to do their duty too in terms of living uprightly before God and before their neighbor, especially before their own immediate family. Why? Well, that's the big question. Why would anyone feel threatened by these good people? Why would anyone make an effort in some way or another to do these people harm by taking away from them the pearl of great price, which they have found, the great consolation, the great joy, which is theirs? As I was celebrating Mass this evening, it was just a simple low Mass. They had prepared because it was not only the 13th Sunday after Pentecost, but also because it fell on the 22nd of August, and it was only a low Mass, there was a commemoration of today's feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And for that reason, the folks who were there had chosen, and they have a little kind of a choir sort of thing, they to sing as an opening hymn, a Marian hymn. And then they found another one to sing at the end as well as a recessional in English, both cases. But there's nothing exotic, there's nothing arcane, there's nothing other than just very simply beautiful about what they're doing. I can remember not that long ago a priest telling me that his parishioners had wanted to put together for their bishop. I don't remember where that was at. I think it was in Switzerland someplace. In fact, I'm sure it was. They wanted to put together a spiritual bouquet and to express their love, their support for the bishop. And it was met with silence and a certain amount of perplexity. Why? This is one of the great, great things. And of course, you run into people who have bully pulpits here and there who will say that the reason that is thus, thus, and that. And it's always something rather mean-spirited and wicked. But, you know, when you look at these good people, you kind of wonder, well, what other conclusion can one draw? It's so important for you and for me to examine our consciences, to sort things out, and to pray unceasingly and insistently to the Lord that He in some way or another would change our hearts and change our lives and draw us together. The unity of the church, reconciliation among groups, will never be achieved by attempts at suppression of what is, by any shape of the imagine, the weaker part, the little ones. And this is what I suppose inspires some very harsh and bitter words on the part of some who look to the circle of people who surround the Holy Father as in some way or another as wicked, as evil, as mean at least. Should not be. I mean, we shouldn't be drawing those kinds of conclusions. We shouldn't be saying those kinds of things. But when standing before the reality, the truth of the simplicity, of the beauty, of the devotion, of the desire to manifest love for God, to worship and praise Him, to draw closer to Him, And to see that in some way or another dashed or pushed aside really does cause reason for a certain inner turmoil, a certain perplexity. I would just ask and tell you, excuse myself for having been just kind of winging it again, that I'm going to do my very best this week to try and see if I can't get some of those five systematic topics that I've laid out there prepared and to give one or another of them back to you. But in the meantime, I would invite all of those, no matter what side of the question you're on, to look again and to see whether or not those of us who are of goodwill, not all the people maybe in these conversations are, but those of us who are of goodwill, to set aside some of those prejudices, some of those suspicions, some of those doubts in one direction or another, and seek to do what Pope Benedict XVI sought to do with Summorum Pontificum, and that is to allow people to draw closer together in the one Catholic Church, coming to appreciate one another while treasuring that which is precious to each one. May the Lord in His goodness bless you and give you a good week, and help all of us in some way, shape, or form to open wide our hearts to the Lord who wishes to come in and to fill us with His love and bring us to devotion. Thank you.